day, he tried to get temporary custody of his children, and he was unable to do that. Before we went into the courtroom, I said, whatever is your will, Lord, whatever is your will, I will continue to love you and praise you and worship you and thank you in advance for the things that you're going to do in our life. It didn't go the way I wanted it to, but not this time. It was prophesied in this house that he would have his children, and that's what I'm standing. I'm standing on his word, and I believe that. Amen. Amen. May the Holy Spirit hover over all of us, and may God give me the words today to be concise and accurate, precise, and on target. Amen? Amen. Amen. So, a few weeks ago, Pastor Marty was talking about idols, and I said, I have an idol, and I know the idol, and the idol is TV. It keeps me away from a lot of things, right? And so I thought, I'm gonna start reading my Bible, and I'm gonna be writing everything I need to write, and I'm gonna be studying. And that was like 2 weeks into it. And then Pastor Marty says, you ready to preach on the 12th? And I'm looking and thinking, God, right now? I've only been doing this for 2 weeks. So then I decided, what am I going to speak about? What am I going to speak about? Give me the words that I need to talk about. And what came to me was gifts that God has given all of us, and gifts that he has given to me. And I thought about that, and I thought about not using those gifts and keeping them on the sidelines and not using those gifts, right? So then I said, that's what I'm going to talk about. So then the Wednesday that I was here, Colleen started singing. And she starts singing and singing, and she says, come out of the sidelines, come out of the sidelines. And that's the words that I wanted to use, right? And I thought, man, everybody's going to think I stole those from Colleen. And so then I told Colleen, man, those are the words that we're going to use, Colleen. She goes, good, right? And so, again, that was Wednesday, and then from Wednesday to Friday, I kept thinking, okay, now what am I going to name this? What is the title going to be to this? And it was going to be Use It or Lose It. Use It or Lose It, right? So then Pastor Marty comes in on Sunday, and what does Pastor Marty start talking about? He starts talking about gifts, and if we don't use them, we're going to lose them. And I'm saying, forget it. I am not going to talk about this, right? And I talked to Katrina. I said, Katrina, I can't talk about this. They think I'm going to steal this from Colleen, and now Pastor is talking about the same thing I want to talk about. And she says, no, Sylvia, that is just confirmation. And I thought, okay, confirmation. So then that was on Sunday. Then Wednesday, before we came here, I went into Subway to eat, and I said, give me a salad. And the young lady behind the counter said, okay. And I said, please don't chop it up, because I hate it chopped like that. And she goes, oh, thank you, because my carpal tunnel syndrome is just hurting me so much today. And I said, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And then God says, put your hands on her and heal her. And I'm saying, come on. You know, I don't know this girl. She's a young lady. I'm thinking, she's going to say, what are you doing, lady? Get away from me. So I just pretended I didn't hear, and I got my salad, and I sat down. And then God says, put your hands on her and heal her. I'm saying, really? So I said, okay. And then somebody walks in. I said, well. And then I was eating, and somebody else came in. So I said, I finished my salad, and I went up to her, and I said, I'm going to go to church tonight, And I'm going to pray for you. And I couldn't even say healing before she took off her mitten and she stuck her hand in my face. And I'm saying, you are not going to let me out of this place until I put my hands on her wrist. And so I grabbed her wrist and I said, in the name of Jesus, you are healed. You are covered by the blood. And I said, and you are not going to have any pain tonight. And she said, thank you. Thank you. Right? So I come into church. Man, I was full of it. And I thought, man, I healed somebody. Right? Well, the rest of the story. Pastor Marty comes up here and he's praying and all of a sudden he says, someone in here has carpal tunnel syndrome, having pain, and I want you all to come up here. Man, it was like the walking wounded. I mean, there must have been 10 people that came up here. They had bandages and they're hurting and they all stayed in the circle. He said, go in the circle, right? So I'm sitting right there and I stand up and I said, Pastor Marty, can I go up there? I healed somebody today. It was carpal tunnel syndrome, and I want to go in there and proxy for her. And he says, Sylvia, if you healed her, she's healed. And man, I sat down and I felt terrible. Well, that was healing 101, right? Now I know you got to believe that you can do it. You have to believe that you can do it. And God showed me that you have to believe that you believe, right? So I sat down and I thought, oh, well, that's over with. And then the next day I went to work and this man came in, one of my patients, and he says, man, my stomach hurts. I know I have cancer of the stomach. I'm going to die of cancer. And I said, don't say that. Don't ever say things like that. Say I'm not going to die of cancer. I'm not going to die like my mother had, right? And then God says, put your hands on him and heal him. So I said, God said for me to put my hands on you and heal you. And so that's exactly what I did. I put my hands on his tummy and I said, in the name of Jesus, you are healed. And I went on and on and on and on. And she said, the lady says, thank you so much. And he says, yes, thank you so much. But I did it like that this time. Of course, he gave me somebody I knew, too. When you go out there, it's a little bit harder. And I know Lionel. Is Lionel here? He's not here. I thought he was supposed to. Anyway, Lionel was out at Alizon Apache Courts. And he was doing his, you know, his thing. And they got off of the stage. And he said, man, that was a rough crowd. And I'm thinking, that is a rough crowd out there. You've got to be prepared when you go out there, right? Got to prepare. So then another Sunday comes by, and John David comes up, Pastor John David comes up here, talking about the same thing, about his gifts, and it's going to be 3 years, and blah, 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 and he's going on and on. And I'm like, okay, that's it. I am not speaking about the sidelines. I'm not talking about anything. I'm like, I got to change everything. And I'm walking out so upset, thinking, man, I got about 3 days to change what I'm going to talk about. And then again, Katrina, and she's not here. Katrina's standing over there, and I'm telling her what happened. She says, Sylvia, you are going to say that. You're just going to say it in a different way. And I said, okay, that's what I'm going to do. So that's what I'm going to do. Volunteer. Aww. Because I can't do this by myself. Hold on to those, babe. Can you do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Will you stay up here too? Just for a second. Yeah, just for a second. It's a reenactment. Okay. So about 3 years ago, Oscar, and he was here, but he left. Oscar said, and just read off what those are. Oscar said that you're going to be Pastor Marty. Don't tell Pastor Marty I used a girl, okay? That's Pastor Marty, and this is Oscar. So Oscar says, you can say, exactly, you're going to be a prophet, right? Okay. And then, thank you. I'm going to be a prophet. Okay. And you're going to go, yeah, that's right. Okay. And then I'm going to have healing. And I'm going to be an evangelist. Praise Jesus. So we all agree, right? We all agree that that's what I'm going to do, right? Okay, thank y'all. Amen. So I have all these gifts that God gave me. All of them. I'm so excited. I cannot believe that I'm going to be an evangelist. I'm going to be a healer. I'm going to prophesize. And I'm thinking, yeah. And then I go over here and I put it down. And I put that down. And I put that down. And I say, man, that's wonderful. That's what I'm going to be. I can't wait. And then work came, TV came, children came, my husband came, church on Wednesdays, church on Sundays, Project 61. Look how far away I am from my gifts. That's how far I got. So far that I turned my back on my gifts. That was 3 years ago that they told me that I was going to do this. And I have not studied once. Maybe once. And I'm thinking, when Pastor Marty said, you got to get out there, you got to do what you're supposed to do, I started thinking that's exactly what I need to do. Everybody that's in here that has your gift, Ramey, supposed to use your gift. Right? Everybody. And I said, how am I going to do that, Lord? Yeah, I'm going to do it by reading my word. Reading my word. And I think that's in here, it says, this is your sword. I had no idea that that's what it was called. One day I walked in here and Oscar said, where's your sword, sister? And I'm saying, what are you talking about? He says, your sword. I said, what? He said, this is your sword. And I had no idea that this was called your sword. No idea. But it is your sword. Walk in the gifts that God has given you. Is it hard? Yeah, it's going to be hard. Do you have to walk in it? No. Are you going to go to hell if you don't? No. You're not. I think everybody in here that believes that God is his, that Jesus is the Son of God and that he's your Savior, we're all going to go to heaven. We are. But what are we going to do in the meantime? Are we just going to sit there and be grouchy and mean? You're still going to go to heaven even if you're a grouch. Right? But what are we going to do? Are we going to be a blessing to, somebody? Or are we just going to sit there and do nothing? And like I say, you are not. You're not going to go to hell. You're going to go to heaven. But I want to be a blessing. I do want to be a blessing to somebody. And I think that we have to also wear the armor of God. Always wear the armor of God and ever, never, ever take it off. In Ephesians 6:10, it says, the whole armor of God. The final word. This. The final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all the God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemies in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm. Stand your ground. Put on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on peace that comes from God's news, the good news, so that you will be able and fully prepared. That's what we have to be. We have to be fully prepared. We don't go out there and become nurses automatically. We're not drivers. We're not plumbers. We're not doctors. We don't just say, I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to be an evangelist. No. You got to study the word. You have to know the word. You have to live the word. Truly live the word. I think that God has a special place for everybody. And even if you don't know what your gift is, start praying to God. God's going to tell you exactly what your gift is. I was lucky. God told me what my gifts were, but I haven't used them yet. I plan on using them. And this is just beginning. I'm not ready for prime time yet. Yesterday I woke up, you know, Monday, man, when I went home, I felt so bad. I was so broken. My heart was broken because I just knew we were going to get those kids, right? And it didn't happen. And so I didn't cry. I was just so broken. And I went home and I went to bed. And before I went to bed, I said, God, I am not standing in front of all these people on Wednesday. I can't do it. There's no way I can do it. No way. And when I woke up in the morning on Tuesday, I was so refreshed and happy. And I'm like, wow, that's wonderful. God, you can do all things. I'm standing here because of God's strength, not my own strength, God's strength. When you're going through, keep going through. We have not had the children, but you know what? We are going to have the children because in this house, if they say that you're going to get your children, you're going to get your children. Oscar got his children. And what was the other boy's name that got his children? I forget his name. They prophesied in this house that they were going to get their children. A lot of things happen in this house. This house is gifted and blessed. And I'm so happy to be a part of this church. God loves us all, and God wants us to run to him every time, any time that we have a problem. We are his children. He loves us, and I don't care what the devil says. You're dumb, you're ugly, you're mean, you're fat, you're stupid. No, you're not. You are perfectly made. Perfectly made. There's a song and it says that you are, gosh, I can't remember the word, but I thought, oh my God, that's so, you are, oh my God, they play it on Caleb all the time. Not fabulous. You are, no, not beautiful. Thank you, dear. That was my husband back there, by the way. Anyway, I think I'm done. And I think that we just all have to know what our gifts are. When do we have to use those gifts? And I know, do we want to use those gifts, though? I do know in the Bible it says that this man stayed for, 35 years waiting for somebody to put him in the healing waters. And Jesus goes up to him and says, do you really want to be healed? Do you really want to be an evangelist, Sylvia? Do you really want to be a prophet? Do you really want to heal? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. And that's, I'm up here afraid. But God's teaching me and showing me that I have to stand strong and I've got to do what he's asking me to do. Amen? Amen. I love you all. Bye. Praise Jesus.